Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. On this beautiful evening, May 31st, 2015, this is T.A., the one who's always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas football recruiting area, football recruiting game, always giving you the legit football recruiting scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Tonight, we have a very special guest, underclassman, who's been starting to make a name for himself in the Central Texas area, a young man by the name of David Manning. That's David Manning from Marble Falls High School, a 2017 prospect from the Central Texas area. Outstanding running back prospect, and we're definitely excited to have him on the show this evening. I'd like to welcome all of you all that are listening with us and following along. I want to encourage all of our prospects out there to make sure that you stay on top of your business and continue to just keep yourselves out of trouble this summer. I mean, it's always the summertime, unfortunately, a lot of times is almost like an unfortunate situation for a lot of our prospects out there. So just stay on top of your business, and hopefully once this next football season comes, you can take out all your anger or aggression out on the field against those opponents that you're going to be going against. Well, it seems like we've got a lot of this rain weather out of the way, and in Central Texas, we're starting to get some of these sunny skies and hot weather, which is always a blessing. But just remember, it does get hot in Texas, especially in Central Texas. So, again, keep yourselves hydrated. Always keep that bottle of water, that Gatorade, whatever you use. Keep yourselves hydrated at all costs. Believe me, it pays to live a healthy life. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're going to be back and talk with our guest of this evening, Mr. David Manning. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Toastmasters. Go to your local Toastmasters website or just go visit Toastmasters International. If you're trying to improve your public speaking skills, believe me, it can work wonders for you because it did for me. I got into Toastmasters because people said I said, too much between every word when I would publicly speak, especially during my college years. So I knew one day that I would either be speaking publicly in front of people or what I'm doing right now, broadcasting live on the air. So believe me, check out Toastmasters. It is priceless as far as the benefit of what you receive by being at Toastmasters. The saying goes, if you get out of Toastmasters what you want to get out of Toastmasters, then you'll never get out of Toastmasters. So believe me, that holds true for a lot of those that remain dedicated and constantly improving your public speaking skills. Well, I'd like to welcome our special guest of this evening to the radio show tonight, Mr. David Manning from Marlboro Falls High School. David, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Just out here in Marlboro Falls, just trying to see what I can to get better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I appreciate you coming on the show, David. Hey, you're taking time away from your busy schedule. I know you're trying to get your name out there early, and we're going to help you do that via this radio show and whatever other ways that we can, since you're right here in this Central Texas area, representing the Hill Country. So we're going to talk about that, young man, tonight. All right, now, David, you attend Marlboro Falls High School, like I said, what we call the Hill Country area of Central Texas. And this is the same school that produced guys like Garrett Gray and recent transfer Brennan Wooten, who's a TCU commit. What does it mean to you to be a Marlboro Falls Mustang and being from the city of Marlboro Falls?
To me, it means a great deal of pride and honor and responsibility. I mean, Marlboro Falls is a close-knit community, and we're blessed to have all our fans around our football program.
All right, all right. Marlboro Falls, yes, the Mustangs, they play good football down there, folks, and we're going to talk about the type of competition that they have to face each and every week. So I definitely want to keep all of you all abreast on what's going on down there in Marlboro Falls by way of this show. Now, what are the goals of the Mustangs for this upcoming season? I mean, and is anyone else on your team that you'd like to make known for us college coaches, fans, and scouts like myself to be aware of?
I mean, I would say definitely our safety, Sam Harkins. I mean, he's an all-out player. I mean, he finds his way to the ball all the time. He's definitely somebody that college should be looking at right now.
Okay. And who else?
He's already known, but I would say our defensive end, Ryan Becker, he is an absolute monster. He just loves the game of football and does it because he loves it.
Okay. All right. Now, what are the goals for the Mustangs for this upcoming season? I mean, last year I know it was a pretty tough season for you guys. What are the goals for this upcoming season?
Our goal is just to get better and just play the game how we know how to play it. We don't have a lot of returns, but we're going to do what we can with what we have.
Okay. All right, then. Hey, you're going to suit up and play anyway. That's what you're telling me, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Man, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Now, David, we're talking about Marlboro Falls. This is a pretty good school education-wise. So speaking of education, what is your grade point average and how important are academics to you personally?
I mean, I have a 3.26 GPA, and to me, I mean, getting an education is the only way you're going to be able to play college football, and that means the world to me because college football is where I want to be.
Okay. All right. Hey. And he's a young man that knows how to get straight to the point. Okay, so he's definitely college coaches. All of y'all that may be listening to the show, this is a young man that's already taking the book seriously and recognizes that he cannot get it done on the field if he doesn't take care of what happens in the classroom first and foremost. Well, David, and also our listeners out there, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and continue to talk with this young man that's doing some pretty big things in the Hill Country area, also known as Marlboro Falls High School. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, yes, that's Inspired Design, Hair Salon and Barbershop. Miss D and her crew always keeping the people looking even more beautiful and more confident than they were prior to receiving services from them. Located in Killeen, Texas on Stan Schluter. All right, for those of you all out there
that haven't followed us on Twitter, make sure you follow us at TH Scouting Scoop, at TH Scouting Scoop, or feel free to follow us, send us a friend request on Facebook. Three words, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. TA's Syntex Football Prospects. And also, make sure you frequently check out our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, to see the various student-athletes that we're profiling and conversing with on our radio show, so you'll get a chance to see who's doing what in the Central Texas area. Remember, TA Scouting Scoop is the only recruiting service out there that covers the entire 600-mile radius of Central Texas. So we're always in the market for making sure that what is unknown becomes known as it relates to football talent. David Manning, running back prospect 2017 from Marble Falls. David, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Your measurables. What is your height, weight, and 40 time?
I'm 6 foot. I weigh 197 pounds, and I run a 4.5 flat.
A 4.5 flat at that size?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Man, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, young man. For those of you all out there that are listening to play running back and to be at that size already as a sophomore with that type of speed, that's considered being pretty special. And just like David, you have to show it on film as well. There are a lot of guys out there that test out the waters, but you don't see it on film. But this young man, he's already proven to me that he has legitimate skills that he's able to show on film. And also, those are things that college coaches and scouts like myself crave for when recognizing notable prospects. Now, you play the running back position for the Marble Falls Mustangs.
Yes, sir.
What do you feel are your strengths on offense as a running back?
I mean, I definitely feel like I can run the ball good, and I know I have some good hands. So, I mean, those are my strong suits.
All right. And you feel you catch the ball pretty well out of the backfield. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, David, like I tell every other prospect that comes on the show, there really is no such thing as a perfect football player. No matter how good you are, there's no such thing as a perfect football player. So what do you feel you need to improve on?
I feel like I need to improve on route running because in my position, what I do is I go out to slot receiver and running back. So I feel like I need to be, you know, A1 on my route running.
Okay. All right, then. And one thing it sounds like to me, David, and you can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong on this. You see how the game of football is played nowadays where the running back is playing a heavy role in the passing game more than ever now. Is that what you kind of see as well as far as having to improve your route running skills? All right, good stuff. And, young man, that's also a testament to show how cerebral you are in the game of football and having a good football IQ as well as having honor roll type of grades to be able to recognize something like that. Now, man, you guys play in a very tough district. I mean, one of the toughest districts in the state of Texas and have to face some of the top defenders on various teams. Just be honest with me. How did that experience go for you this past season, and are you looking forward to this next year?
I mean, it was tough for us to go against big teams that had fresh legs all the time when we just kept on pushing with what we had. But, I mean, it's a grind for us. We do what we can, and I'm definitely ready for this next season. I know we're going to show them up.
Okay. All right. Man, I'm telling you, those are some exciting games. And you guys were actually in quite a few of those games. And that's the thing about anyone who's outside of Central Texas that you may not recognize. We don't just have teams that just dominate week in, week out. We play some serious competitive football in Central Texas. Is that correct, David?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, with that being said, David, do you play any other sports? And if so, which ones?
I run track. I was on the 4x1 relay and 4x2. And for field events, I was in high jump, and my highest high jump was 6'1".
6'1", okay. All right, not bad at all, not bad at all. Now, the 4x1, or one of those relay teams, did you guys make it to regionals or area?
No, sir, we did
regionals,
not.
But area? Okay.
Yes, sir.
You guys didn't make it to area either?
No, sir.
Okay, okay. Well, hey, well, I tell you what, keep working hard on that speed. All of you guys, I don't know how many is coming back next year, but whoever will be back next year on the relay team, just, hey, just keep working hard. And I know it's not the easiest thing to make it to area or regionals, just depending on what district you come out of. But keep working hard, man. Hey, and those things will happen. But I am glad to see that you are running track, because nowadays more and more of our football prospects are getting away from it because they're buying into going into all these notable camps in the spring that really don't help make you a better competitor per se, as opposed to track and field, when you're always trying to be the top dog in a running event or a field event. So I definitely commend you on that, young man, and encourage you to continue to run track in the spring to help get that speed down. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take another commercial break, then we're going to be back to talk more to Mr. David Manning from Marble Falls about this upcoming season, so stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
Yes, sir. Again, that's Toastmasters. Make sure you check them out in a city near you. They're located throughout these United States of America, and also they are located throughout this planet we call Earth. All right, we're back with Mr. David Manning. David, now down to the nitty-gritty, what the listeners out there want to know. How is recruiting going for you thus far, and do you have any offers as of yet?
Right now it's going pretty good. I'm still early in the game for me. And about getting any offers, I don't have any yet, but that's what I'm grinding for right now. But I think a couple of colleges that are interested in me would be SMU and Kansas.
SMU and Kansas, okay. All right, yes. And both of those schools have new coaching staffs, and they're already hitting hard in the Central Texas area as far as recruiting. So it's good to see that you're seeing a few more and more, I should say, of these college programs that are wising up, I should say, and coming down to Central Texas and not just hitting up Dallas and Houston for the football talent, because we have quite a few of David Manning. Well, we only have one David Manning, but we have quite a few prospects down here in the Central Texas area. So I'm glad to hear that, young man, and I want to encourage you to continue to work hard, keep your head up, even if you don't have those offers just yet. Continue to improve over this summer. And your junior year, I can feel it in my spirit that if you have a strong junior year next year, that those offers will eventually start coming in. So you have nothing to hold your head down about. And I'm glad that you see the glass is half full, because you made the statement saying, hey, it's still early in the game for me. So I like that approach. But you're still hungry to get it done.
Sure.
All right. Now, you mentioned SMU and you mentioned Kansas. Tell me what schools can you see yourself playing for? I mean, the schools you like watching on TV that you think you fit in good to their offensive schemes.
I mean, I can't say that I'll fit into any school. I just want to get to a school that, you know, shows me love and makes me feel like that school's home to me.
Okay. All right. Hey, Man, that's an outstanding way. That's a mature answer to give as well, and it's good that you see it as, hey, whoever wants me the best and is being genuine about the situation, then, hey, that's what I look forward to. But I just want to provide you some words of wisdom in addition to the answer that you gave. Number one, this upcoming fall, I recommend that if you're not doing so already, that you watch as many college games as you can when you have the time, when you're not studying or grinding to get better. Okay, study those teams, because that's how you know what type of offensive systems that, you know, run something similar or that fits your style more. And then also some teams that you feel that you may want to play for. You know, of course, it's one thing if the school wants you, but a lot of prospects, they want to play college football real bad, just like yourself. So it's good to learn about a lot of those teams in these United States of America, just to kind of get yourself more mentally equipped to be able to face that college football challenge. Also, one thing that I love and appreciate about your game is that you're a prospect that gets rough and tough by running through the trenches. We have a lot of athletes nowadays that play in these new age offenses that forces defenses to play in space. Well, you're one of those old school running backs that like to bang your way through the middle. You can hit it to the outside with your speed and your size as well, but I appreciate that about your game. But I tell you what, David, if you making those long runs, 40, 60-yard TD runs regularly and often, believe me, college coaches will start jocking you, okay? And more scouts who don't know about you will start jocking you as well. I mean, that's how a lot of college coaches find out about kids, because scouts like myself, we make it known who you guys are, okay? So again, if you're doing those type of things, continue to run tough between those tackles, of course, improving on the things that you see that you need to improve on in a dramatic way and making big play after big play, getting to that end zone, that's what make college coaches salivate for your services, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Also, are you planning on attending any college camps this upcoming summer? And if so, which ones?
There's a lot of them, but I'll give you a few. I'll go to the Kansas satellite camp that they'll have in Dallas, TCU's and SMU's. Those are some of the camps I will be going to.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Those, and I'm pretty sure those are some pretty good camps to attend. But just remember, you know, always give your very good first impression on any camp that you attend. Yes, sir. No, sir. I don't know, sir. The things that I tell prospects all the time, always give those first impressions that are lasting impressions. Those good first impressions, I should say, so they'll be lasting impressions. I mean, your skills will speak for itself, but again, that personality and your persona, your aura, the things that you do in your everyday life or your character, the things that you do when no one else is watching, those things tend to go a long way. So continue to keep those things in mind. And hey, David, those things will eventually happen for you here in the future.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and take another. We're going to go ahead and take one last commercial break, and we're going to be back to wrap it up with Mr. David Manning from Marble Falls High School. So stay tuned.
Dave Manning's Barbershop, located 810 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, we're back with Mr. David Manning, one of our notable 2017 running back prospects here in Central Texas from Marble Falls High School, playing for the Mustangs. David, one last thing. Do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to share with our listeners about you and your Mustang teammates?
About my teammates, I'll tell them to come out and support us this fall. I mean, we're going to play ball like we know how to. I mean, we're going to do it the best we can. And to everybody, you know, about me, just respect your mom and dad. I mean, they want you to get out and put yourself out there as much as you do. And if anything, I mean, I have to give a shout-out to my mom and my pops for making me grind this hard and do what I do best.
Okay. And I definitely appreciate your mom and father for instilling that in you, both on and off the field, and especially in the classroom. Well, Devin, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Young man, you've done a good job on here, and I appreciate you being able to answer these questions elaborately.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me out here on the show, too.
Not a problem, not a problem. Well, folks, you heard it from David Manning. Go watch the Marble Falls Mustangs. They play in a very competitive district. They have a very competitive schedule. So look forward to those guys competing hard this year and hopefully getting in the postseason as well. And also look for this young man to continue to improve on his skills and be one of our top running back prospects for the 2017 class at the conclusion of his junior year or his junior football season. So keep that in mind. Also, after this show, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you'll be able to hear this radio show interview in its entirety while also being able to see David Manning's football highlights from his sophomore year. Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop. Send us a friend request on Facebook, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. Also, if you have not purchased a copy of our magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, it's the only magazine that strictly covers the Central Texas area. Go to our website, tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com. Click on Scouting Magazine and order your copy of our latest magazine that celebrates everyone from this past season that made our district, all state, my personal Central Texas team, and also all of our seniors that signed letters of intent around National Signing Day. Well, for David Manning, for myself, TA, hey, I want to wish you all safety and endless prosperity. Again, keep yourselves healthy out there. Stay on those hydrogen or water, anything to keep yourself hydrated. Stay healthy by all means. Again, this is TA. You all be safe out there. And always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in Central Texas. Take care and be blessed.